Divine Redemptoris was, if you read Mein Kampf, it explains that the Jews are Bolsheviks, and then the anti-communism papal in 1937, right. And said, guess what? Bolsheviks are Antichrist. Well, it had been established that Jews were Bolsheviks, and then, you know, it was a bestseller, Mein Kampf was, and you can't buy it there anymore because they don't want you to see the breadcrumb trail that got you to the Holocaust or Nazism. So they says, okay, now Mein Kampf proves that the Jews were the Bolsheviks, synonymous, and then Divine Redemptoris comes out in 1937 and says the Bolsheviks are Antichrist. Well, what that means from the papacy is that something's Antichrist.
Hold on, let me ask you something. Was that Pius the 12th, a.k.a. Hitler's Pope there?
Maybe the one right before him. But I know all about that in his town and wherever he was in college. His bishop was the guy who ended up being Hitler's Pope. The point is...
That was Pius the 12th, the Hitler's Pope.
Hitler showed up on the scene funded by Prescott Bush, all right?
The
Bishop of Fulda in 1933 said withdrew...
And Aleister Crowley and J.P. Morgan and a few others, too. Hitler had a... He was definitely fronted by like you said, Prescott and all. They all got in trouble.
That's what the monarchists want. The monarchists, Hitler touted the monarchists. Read Mein Kampf yourself. He touted the old blood, okay? In Mein Kampf. That's what he's saying. Well, that's the Ancien Regime, the old sectarian order of king and pope. It's called Caesaropapism. That's what we came here to escape from, to establish the new secular order. No king, no pope. Novus Ordo Seclorum means the new secular order. And I got a 1913 Latin English dictionary to prove it. These people want to say, it means a new order for the ages. No, it doesn't. It means new secular order. Well, there was no old secular order. What there was an old sectarian order of king and pope. In fact, Tom Paine's killer argument to trick the American Revolution was that monarchy was the popery of government. Because nobody was a Catholic. We all came, and except for in Maryland and some in Connecticut, and John Adams talked about that in his diary in 1870. You can put into Google Popery John Adams diary. We had to break from England in 1770 because he was bringing Roman Catholics over here.
Hold on. You don't mean John Adams. You mean Nathan Hale, right?
No, I mean John Adams. John Adams.
No, because he's from because I'm from Southern Connecticut. I didn't know Adams from Massachusetts, wasn't he?
Right. No, but I'm saying the only place they were Roman Catholics was in Connecticut and Maryland.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. My state is full of I grew up Catholic myself, so.
A lot of us did. Thank God. I mean, a lot of us have ancestors who were African slaves. It wasn't, thank God that we got brought over here so we could be descended as Americans and come together as E Pluribus Unum in the Promised Land to overthrow the Antichrist. That's what the program has to be, that we can't have these fear, fear. Listen, there's nothing. When we die, we go back to God, okay? Dulce et decorum est pro patria mori. It's in the front of my Facebook page. That's why I saw that in front of the west entrance of the Memorial Amphitheater onto the Cemetery of the Dead. I saw John Kennedy at the Veterans Observance in 1963, September 11th. That's Veterans Day. Or November 11th. I went down there. I was 13 years old, and I saw that inscribed. How sweet and proper it is to die for one's country, okay? Everybody's going to die. Nobody gets out of here alive, okay? And I know when we die, we go back to God, right? Yogis call it samadhi, mystical union. I've been there, man. I've been dead a couple times. I know, as an empiricist, that when we leave here, we go back to union with the Creator, with the infinite, perfect, eternal God, okay? So there's no downside on this thing. So while we're here, let's live as Americans. Let's live as men and women, righteous and holy. We got to bring this Antichrist in America down. They committed 9/11. They cheated this homosexual psychopath into the White House who committed 9/11.
And let's not forget the fact that they're intentionally destroying our economy and making us, driving us to class race warfare.
And the food supply. They're
the 1%, and they got to make. They got to be forfeited. Did you see the Last Samurai?
Poisoning our air, water, and food, medicine.
Right. We're a threat to them. We make them uncomfortable. We make them uncomfortable. They don't feel good about themselves, even though they're billionaires, trillionaires. But we make them uncomfortable because we're happy and at peace with ourselves. So they have to destroy us. They have to. But it's all part of the satanic energy, and its root is this this Roman Antichrist that Thomas Jefferson identified in his letter to Demon of Persia, which I posted on the chat room. All right? That's in 1810. He nailed them, man. It's the same people. That's who killed Mary Ward. Lewis. That's who killed Abraham Lincoln was Catholics. That's who financed Hitler.
So,
I mean, I got people that died over there in the Battle of the Bulge. It was a Catholic that did that.
Kala, who do we need to call out on this? Who do we need to expose? Who's the top dog and his minions that need to be called out on all this and be brought to justice? Obviously, it's not George W. Bush and people like that.
No. That is, okay, when you want to grab a pot, it's hot, you grab the handle, okay? You don't grab the bottom of the pot off the fire, all right? You grab the handle. The handle to bring them down with is Bush and Cheney and their accomplices for 9/11. This has to be by the law.
But they're just puppets for 9/11. They had nothing
that
to do with
matter.
The planning.
That doesn't
enough.
Matter.
They were just there when it happened, don't you think?
That doesn't matter. We bring George Herbert Walker Bush to justice for killing John Kennedy, and that will get his accomplices.
Yeah, no, I do agree with you there. Here,
I'm
you
not
know
arguing
what?
With
hey,
you.
Hold on, let's do this.
You. I'm just trying to hear it out here. You know,
let's take three people that we know are totally complicit.
I mean, we're talking about almost untouchable people in this country too.
Well,
so
let's do this.
People are sovereign. Nobody's untouchable. The people are sovereign.
Let's hear my idea. Let's take George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Henry Kissinger, and waterboard the three of them, and let's find out all the answers, and let's get Tesla's technology.
What we need is the committees of correspondence. We need to replay the history. The Whig beat Tory in 1776. Whig beats Tory in 2012. And then maybe this poll shift. We may have some weird stuff going on with God retuning this spinning ball we got here. I mean, that's true. I mean, you know, the pole shifts are a geological reality, and it looks like the magnetic fields are weakening, and we're heading for another pole shift.
They are shifting. I don't know if it's going to be as drastic as many are claiming, but they are shifting somewhat, definitely.
All right, but the point is that, and I'm sure Kissinger was the analyst that called the JFK hit. I mean, he's the guy that said, okay, this has gone too far with NSAM 263. We got to rub the guy out, and that's why they did it. But the point is we, a lawyer, just like the Declaration of Independence, we have a committees of correspondence, we have a virtual convention of the people. Just like when Perot, who was a con artist, he was a shill, admittedly, but when he duped us into coming out for him, within a week, I had the whole state of Georgia organized. All the counties were accounted for, had people raring to go, fired up about putting Perot in the presidency across the entire state. With the Internet, and that was basically almost before Internet, practically, we can do that for the U.S. if we just stick to the truth and call on God. All right? And you want to, however level, whatever kind of metaphor or abstract concept any non-believer or questioning person...
But you know what, though? We don't even have to bring it to I mean... Let's just be good people. You know how
right?
That,
truth, no, truth and justice. Truth
yeah,
and
that's
justice.
It. That's it.
Right, but that has to be the battle cry. Truth and justice requires that the people bring to trial Bush and Cheney for committing 9/11, based strictly on the fact that there's no Boeing 757 in the Pentagon, Norman Mineta's eyewitness testimony of Cheney's stand down order, and the controlled demolition or whatever happened in the Rockefeller's asbestos abatement in his World Trade Center complex, because that's what that was all about, was avoiding all the asbestos problems that were coming in the pipeline at that time.
That's possible. I do know that those buildings were big loss of money, but I almost think that they were built to be eventually demolished. You know, and the reason for that is because if you go back and you look at the Joaquin and Boaz, and you look at the Seven, which is a Solomon building, you know, and the whole Masonic thing behind that, you know, I totally believe they did some type of ritual, with the two towers protecting Solomon's temple. And I think that was what that was all about, was showing that they were starting.
Listen, that's beyond me. It doesn't matter. What matters is you got people that are sworn to the oath in our uniform, Marines.
Of course, of course. But I'm just
dying
getting down
flag.
To
it's
this.
A false flag operation, no matter how detailed, no matter what ritual,
yes,
no matter what
course.
God that they were invoking whether it was Mammon or Satan or Astarte, I don't care, or a ritual sacrifice. The fact of the matter is, we got us. Our blood is being placed in harm's way without a declaration of war, with a complicit Congress serving a fascist plutocracy that is part, is the fifth column of the Roman Antichrist that Thomas Jefferson warned us about. Catholic, Jew, Protestant, white, black, Buddhist, we all come together as Americans now and say, we're going to have a cleansing. We're going to purge our nation of this unconstitutional money system that John Kennedy got rid of. We're going to give righteous, honored burials spiritually to John Kennedy and Martin Luther King, who are clearly the two martyrs laying unburied in the street. I mean, that's prophesied. And that's what these people have done. They murdered our prophet, Dr. King. They murdered our leader, John Kennedy, who ordered us out of Vietnam to save 58,000 lives that these people sent to die. Their names were on the wall by the Lincoln Memorial. That's no joke. That's not CGI. That's real-time treason. And the people got to rally and Occupy, if they were legitimate, would be focusing on nothing but grabbing the handle of 9/11 with Bush, Cheney, Rice, Rumsfeld, the missing $2.3 trillion on September 10th, 2001, where the missile hit right in the accounting section where all the accountants, human people, lived, or whatever it was. And if you want to say those guys are still alive, fine. Well, then let's see where the $2.3 trillion is. We can clean this house by going back to the blueprint that the founding fathers, black and white Whigs, laid down. Whig means anti-Roman Catholic. No more child molestation. No more false war. No more false religion. Just the three mottos of the creed, by God. As Americans, that's our inheritance.
But again, though, it's not just a Catholic thing, and I think, you know, I mean.
Oh, right, right. No, you're right. But it's the whole.
If you look at it, every organized religion has been co-opted from, look at it, Protestantism, you know, even.
No, you're right. I agree. But I do agree
that all roads lead to the Vatican. But
I believe though that
there has been some decent people that have tried to turn it around, and then people like the Borgias and ever since the Jesuits took over, you know,
our problem is cleaning our own house.
But your average Roman Catholic in America is not the problem though. If we're talking about
that's right. But
can't go back but they court. Have
to
get
away from the molesters. They have to, if they say, okay, I got a good job, I'm connected. How come around Chicago all the union halls are only in the Roman Catholic Church basements? Okay, how come the big Mega Millions lottery has run out of Rhode Island, which is a mafia state, and there's a dozen known mafia associates who won the $200 and $300 million level prize? Okay, the housekeeper from Ecuador. The mob lawyer, the mob politician.
The same reason that the Vatican can get these little boys off, you know, these diddlers get a year and a half after diddling a little boy. My friends in Ireland cut their drug charge, you know? It's a joke.
Right, it is a joke. And we got to get them out of our country. We came here to escape from them. Thank God we came over, some of us, because of them, for cannon fodder for the Civil War. I mean, a fifth of the Union Army was Irish off the boat. You know, that's...
God even knows how much of that was bullshit. Us being freed from that, I mean, who knows?
The point is,
to tell you the truth, as far as the American Revolution goes, I believe that they did kind of win it, but they also kind of gave it to them when they realized that they had the French against them too. They realized that it was going to be, you know, I think America was a big experiment, and they gave it to them at the time, and then they had their agents over here anyway. So, you know,
Are either of you guys tradesmen? Either of you guys a tradesman, a mechanic? A tradesman or a mechanic?
No, I'm a mechanic, sir. I do carpet install.
Okay, that's like carpentry with cloth, okay? You show up to the job, you clean out your workspace, all right? You sweep the floor clean, you map it out, you do your homework, you figure out how you're going to attack it. That's 90% of the problem. It's just figuring out what the problem is, making sure you showed up with the right materials, okay? And then this is Freemasonry, the free exchange of information. So however they've been usurped, I don't care. As an American, I accept the Freemasonry of the transfer of knowledge. And our culture is, if somebody asks you how to do something, you tell them.
Yep.
You say, you know, how do I butter that brick to build that wall? You tell them. Because we know that our craft, that our comes by grace from, you know, Mason may call it the architect of the universe. The bottom line is,
yeah, they believe in the grand architect is what they call
right,
it.
Right, let me tell you,
yeah.
When the universe, this is hard science cosmology, a point, a trillionth the diameter of a proton, this is Guth at MIT corroborated by Caltech, when a point, a trillionth the diameter of a proton, think how small that is, became essentially the present physical universe in 10 to the minus 36 seconds, who's going to be so stupid as to say that's not a miracle, okay? And I guarantee you, it didn't happen because of a committee. It was a single power, a single entity that created this universe. This is all panentheism. All of our whole creation, all of everything we experience is unfolding within the mind of the creator, whether you want to call it the architect of the universe, the single eye.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
That's God's eye looking at us. And when we lay the carpet, when we hang a door, when we fix a pipe, we do it because we know that we got to be righteous and holy before God, that they're watching, and that's how we make our living. That's Smithian capitalism, okay? You can read The Theory of Moral Sentiments, the prequel to The Wealth of Nations. America was established under a social philosophy of godly capitalism. You can read Adam Smith. I'm not making it up. We have been usurped by fascism. They nailed their symbol to the front wall of the U.S. House. That's a symbol of Rome. That's who Bush and Cheney were working for when they committed 9/11. That's who Bush and Nixon were working for when the Roman Catholic CIA killed our president to send us to the papal cat's paw to their fiefdom of Vietnam, where the 5% Catholics owned 95% of the wealth, fighting Ho Chi Minh, who was part of the global revolution, against King and Pope. We have to have it conceptually in line so that we are on the side of truth and justice, and we are opposed to the same priesthood that King Jehoshaphat kicked out of Jerusalem, all right, in the Book of Kings. There's good and evil in existence, and it was part of God's creation coming from this point of truth and amber proton. We evolved from the primordial slime, and part of the shakeout on that is that evil exists. And it's our job as Americans, we have to abolish it. We got to take them out. They've committed treason against us, against our posterity. Thanks, guys.
Okay. I guess we're going to break.
John's coming, nigga. Piss him. Take some dessert for us.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stanley. I'm also here with my co-host, Justin Cook. Justin, you're here, correct?
Yep.
Quite the
I'm
call of the last call. That kind of went on and on and on. I kind of got a little, I don't know, maybe just because I'm not into all of that. I got a little lost in all that. I felt like it was time to kind of move on to the next thing.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely. What's next on the plate? What did you want to talk about? I don't know how much longer we were going to go tonight or whatever, but
I don't know. You know what? Probably not too much more. Next, Jesus, it's already 2 a.m, huh?
Yeah.
How about this? First of all, I want to plug a couple shows we got coming up. We're gonna have the 3/9/11 shows coming up. Our next three shows, guys. Okay. So on Wednesday the 16th, we're gonna have James Sloan on, and then on either this Sunday or the following Sunday, we'll have Simon Shack on 1 week and Brian Hamilton on another, and it'll be me and Justin on all the shows, obviously. So if any interest in 9/11, make sure you tune into those episodes. If you have any doubt about any of the stuff we've been saying, we'll have a ton of stuff prepared for you guys. Just trying to think if there was anything else. We're gonna do a midweek show too. We're probably gonna do a midweek show on like a Wednesday. That's gonna be Wednesday the 16th. I don't know, Justin. Anything else you wanted to get out there? Like as far as current, yeah. Anything?
Well, yeah. Actually, I wanted to talk a little bit about something, and I don't really know much about it. I earlier before the show, I said I wasn't gonna talk about it, but I'm gonna get into it. Without giving up a side, but you know, recently that guy JT Reddy was killed, and I believe it was, you know, it's out that it was a murder suicide, that he actually killed 4 other people than killed himself, and now either way, I mean, this is you know, this guy was a big, you know, reportedly did, you know, was a hated Mexicans and everything else, you know. A lot of bad stuff about this guy that I really don't agree with. But on the other hand, he was fighting the Mexican drug cartels. And also, we know how the CIA does control the drugs. So it just makes you wonder if maybe this guy did get whacked out or not. Because I don't know, supposedly there's some other reports. But I don't want to really say I believe, you know, either way. But I just wanted to say, you know, look out for that. See if you hear anything about it. I don't know. It could just be what they're saying, but you know, it's something that's very possible. They kill people all the time. You know, when they need to, you know, especially if it furthers the cause. So, I don't know. That was one of the main things that was going on in current events. I just wanted to talk about, yeah, if for guys don't remember, he was the guy that was the at the Occupy events in Arizona that was holding M16 or something like that.
Yes,
at the Occupy events, dressed in his Marine outfit and everything. Yep. He was there to supposedly to protect. That's why this is like
that
current
big
news.
Black guy with a beard.
No, big white redneck dude in Arizona to protect the protesters from the cops. Not in New York. This was out in Arizona or something. Yeah, out in Arizona. He's like a border Minuteman border patrol guy or whatever.
Yeah,
but. I don't know. It makes you wonder. The cartels down there, as we know, they are run by the CIA.
Yeah. Basically, guys, here's the deal. Usually we were on I remember for a while we weren't doing a set schedule. Now we are. We're doing every Sunday night. The next 3 weeks, we're going to kind of play it by ear because these guys are all in different time zones. Simon Shack lives in Italy. I know 2 of our other guests. One lives in Australia and one lives in, like, I think the Ukraine or something. So their time zones are all screwed up. So we might do a few shows a little bit earlier this week. Maybe instead of like 10 o'clock, we might do some 5 or 6 o'clock shows. And besides that, we'll make sure we plug the hell out of them before they – just so you know that they're going to air. But be here Sunday night. We'll definitely have a show Sunday. We're definitely going to have a show the following Sunday. And we are going to have a show the Wednesday in between. The Wednesday coming up, we are going to have a show. Just plan on being around, you know, early. We're probably going to try and do the shows early, maybe like 5, 6 o'clock if it's possible. Justin, you got anything else?
No, I really don't. I'm not pretty much out of it for tonight. So, I don't know. What did you want to talk anything else or accept the other phone calls or talk about anything? It's up to you.
No, unless somebody else wanted to call in, why don't we give it a minute? Anybody else want to call in? Call in 978-735-2224 or Skype the Real News Online. We'll just give it like 30 seconds. I mean, I'm not going to sit here all night waiting for the goddamn phone to ring. But if anybody wants to call in and ask us anything real quick, we'll be glad to talk to you about it real quick. If not, I mean, we'll call it a night. We didn't really even know what we were going to get into tonight. We did almost 4 hours, so we did pretty good. We didn't even touch 9/11. We didn't touch any of the other stuff. Just be ready, guys. All you 9/11 researchers, and I know that, you know, 80%, 90% of you guys are, do not miss the next 3 to 4 to maybe even 5 shows, because you're going to get a lot of good information on the next few shows. And you know how we do it. We'll have blogs set up. We'll have video clips ready to go. We'll have audio files ready to play for you, all that crazy stuff. We'll plug the shows before they're on. Just make sure you check with us on the days that you would expect the shows for the times, because the times probably will be moved. I'm just letting you guys know now. We're actually getting a call. Justin, you got time for another call?
Yeah, I'll take another call. Go ahead.
Megan, you're on the line with Justin and Brian. How can I help you?
Wicked, man. That's Platinum Lycan you're speaking to. And let me turn it down, Anna, mate. Where's the volume on this?
I'll take another call.
Yeah, Platinum, you got incredible speakers. Yeah, I know. I'm working on it, man. I can't find it. Where is it?
Just not plug it.
For some reason, my voice is echoing coming up a minute late, too.
No, it's his speakers.
Oh, okay. Go to it and press pause.
Close the stream, Magnan.
Reason my voice is echoing coming up a minute late, too.
Magnan, close the audio. Leave the Skype open and close everything else.
Go to it and press pause.
He's got like 10 seconds. I'm going to have to let him go.
My voice is echoing coming up a minute late, too.
Close the audio. Keep the Skype open and close everything else. He's got like 10 seconds.
You got me yet?
Megan.
You got me?
I mean, it's pretty bad with all that noise in the background. What's up?
If you could just X out of the page.
Close the window. Close the window that you're listening to the TV show in, that you're listening to the radio show in. You'll hear us in the Skype instead.
So what? I'm in now, ain't it?
You're good now. What's up?
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, sorry about that gay boy picture, mate. That's what you're seeing there on the Skype. What am I saying? What's up? It's just you are so committed to your theory of what happened on 9/11 that I don't think that helps.
Why don't you think it helps?
Because you could well be wrong.
Okay, and what's your theory on 9/11?
Well, it's exactly that. It's a theory. Because we don't have the full information. We haven't got it. So we can only...
It's a theory, but the theory that I'm working off of right now is something that I can actually see with my own eyes. And I can see computer imagery moved around. And I can see pictures of New York that don't line up with real photographs. And I can see shadows going in wrong directions.
Right. And I've seen all that.
It's a little different than some of the other theories, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, is it? The no plane theory and all that?
It seems that you're trying to compare it to the no plane theory, but it's a lot deeper than that. I'm not just some person that studied the nuclear theory.
Buildings as well.
I've spent the last 6 months studying collapse footages, and I'm telling you, the collapse footages aren't even consistent. They don't even match up. I could show you pictures where the north side of the whole World Trade Center is in the shade, and then the same shot 5 minutes later, it's in the complete sunlight. How is that possible?
I've seen the pictures before. I saw you've made a good presentation of all the bits put together. You've gone further than any other no planers. I agree with that. But okay. What I'm trying to say is, and I've seen, there's a bloke in England, he's really into his UFOs, but he's also a mechanical engineer by trade before he got into it. And he's shown the trajectories of the flight path, especially the South Building. So if you took the aeroplane out, and so he argued that was superimposed over an orb object, and so on. So what I'm trying to say is, you're just so committed to it, you could well be wrong. We're not going to know for sure until we have the Rumsfelds and their masters interviewed. Now, the way we get that is not by arguing whose theory, and then trying to tell that theory to A, the whole movement.
That's bullshit. What if I think I'm right, and I know I'm right, and I have video proof of it? I'm not supposed to show people, and I'm supposed to just wait to see what happens to Rumsfeld.
This is the point I was trying to make in the chat. Your video proof, you don't even understand it. So when you freeze frame something that's only being filmed at 25 frames a second, and your object is coming in at 500 miles. You're not getting a picture. You need to record that.
Are you trying to give me plane mechanics right now?
Say again?
Because is the next thing you're going to tell me that an aluminum plane can cut through a building at 555 miles an hour? Is that where this is going next?
I would never say that. But I would then say to you, let's take a standard aluminum plane at 550 knots an hour. Let's put, say, 3/4 of fuel in it. Because it's only got to fly to the other side of the coast. It won't need to be fully laden.
Yeah.
You can work out the momentum and you can start doing those calculations through physics and you can put that up. Now, if you could put that up and prove through that calculation that a standard aluminium plane with that much weight in it, made of that structure going through those steel girders, is impossible, well, then you'll have a point.
But why do we need to do that when we can prove that they animated the plane and there's pictures of the plane with the wings missing?
Because you're not proving that, because that was my point. There's bits of the plane missing, you're saying, but you've captured it on regular footage, which is what, 24, 25 frames a second. If you actually did the mathematics, it's not just bits of the plane.
There's planes where the planes, it's in complete sunlight, but it's dark. Then there's other ones where it's completely white. And then there's different videos. Well, it's totally different trajectories.
It's all these impossible perspectives from 47
people with cameras that day happened to be lucky enough to capture an airplane with a video camera doing 550 miles an hour. You couldn't capture my car doing 70 down the street if you weren't ready for it. And you're going to tell me 47 people turned their cameras and caught a 555-mile-an-hour plane, hit the side of a building that you barely have a view of anywhere in New York? It's bullshit.
I'll be with you on the bit that it's bullshit, but you're operating off of the footage that you've been given, which was available from TV footage and reposted up onto the YouTube. And all that, how much of that has been done?
I understand that, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. Yes, I understand I got the footage from them, and their footage is fake. That's my point. Yeah, my point is their footage is fake because they covered what really happened.
How do you know all their footage is fake? And how do you know any of it is fake, but you can say it's doctored? I would go with you.
Okay, you want me to use different terminology? Their footage isn't fake. Their footage is doctored.
It's quite important. It is quite important if you understand what words mean between fake and doctored. Because fake gives something like, you've just made
fake
it up.
Fake and doctored does mean the same thing. If you took it a piece of footage and you faked it, and you took a piece of footage and you doctored it, you did the same fucking thing to it.
All in. Fake would mean that's been CGI'd just like a Disney film or whatever the films are, Pixel film. That's fake. Doctored is, that's the film, but we've adjusted the colour on it. or we've adjusted this on it. So there's a big difference between fake and doctored. All right?
Okay. Now, so let's use your word. Which one's yours? Yours is doctored? Okay, so they took doctored photo. So what are you trying to tell me? Are you trying to tell me that they had fake
plane animations but real buildings? No, I did not even say that.
I want to know what your theory is.
I did not say that.
Well, tell me what you're saying. All I say is
that the official story, the official line of the two planes coming in regular aluminium planes, because I haven't done the calculation either, even though I did do a little bit of physics. I haven't done the calculation.
Go ahead.
It's 20 years and more since I've been at college. But you can do it if you know the structure of how an aeroplane is. And the top half of an aeroplane is basically the bottom half of a rowing boat. It's a few ribs and a bit of aluminium stretched over the top. The nose cone is carbon fibre. But you can work it out with momentum and speed and all that stuff. It can be done on bits of paper. I haven't been bothered to do it. But the point, retracing it back, that the point you asked me was,
I asked you what you think happened.
What I do know is, mate, the official story, that planes went in there, that the fire softened the steel for then the top blocks to fall through the building, causing a cascading pancake collapse.
So your story is basically the official story that the airplane didn't build it.
That's the official story. That's what we do know, and that we can just laugh at.
Dude, that's not what we do know. That's what you know, and pretty much anybody that's never studied 9/11 or maybe every 9/11 troll knows. Buildings don't melt from airplanes. No steel frame building has ever fell. As a matter of fact, still since 9/11.
What we've got is an agreement. That's what we've got. We know that the official story is bullshit. So we take that official story and we show it to everybody who was psyoped by it.
Because our sides are so different.
I was ready to nuke Saudi Arabia that fucking day, mate, before the Muslims got too powerful. That's what I was chatting in the pub that night. I was psyoped. I was angry, mate. I wanted to nuke the desert out there straight away. That's where my head was at. I was in a state of shock and awe. I was psyoped. And a lot of people, they're still psyoped. And a lot of them, this human ego comes into it, and they won't back down that they've been an idiot for so long. All we have to do is take the official story and Building 7, and you stick it in their faces. You don't need to explain to them that this was CGI, or this is my belief.
Yes, you do! Yes, you need to explain everything! You need to explain everything. You can't keep leaving parts out. You just don't leave parts out. That's called gatekeeping. When you leave parts out, that's called gatekeeping. Why don't you want them looking at the CGI? Because you give them the ultimate rabbit trail with the goddamn Building 7 and the rest of it. And you don't want them to know about the media complicity. Because once they know about the media complicity, you can't tell us stories anymore. No more stories. No more moon hoax. No more 9/11. No fake alien invasion. None of that fake shit. You can't tell us any more stories once we know. They will protect the media till the end. That's what it's about. You don't want us to know it's CGI because it was CGI. It was Hollywood. Hollywood made that movie. Go get me a victim. I'm right here. I'm waiting still. I'm still waiting for one of those victims to sue me, by the way. Brian S. Stavely, Lowell, Massachusetts. You tell them I said they're fake.
Brian, we're on the same side, mate. Your passion is good. But listen.
Dude, you're telling me the planes are real, dude. That we're so far past that, dude.
I got past that within my first month. No. Let's slow down. You are well past that.
Well, where are you? What are you looking at?
What am I looking at is the collapse of the buildings on the official story of planes hitting them. That's what you sell because that brings them down. That brings them down, not the tower.
But that's never happened before in the history of the world. So how does that happen? Because Mark Humphreys told you that in the street.
You've got it, Brian. You've got it. Because that's never happened. And nothing even hit Building 7. That's all we need to take them out of power. That's all we need. Once they're out of power, once they're interviewed, and once they're doing something enhanced
Who's
interviewing,
they?
Then we will have the full information.
Who's
As
they?
It turns out, it
Who's
might
they? The
well
people that already got reelected? The people that already got elected out of office? How about they, the media, that actually pulled off this complicity? How about Fox, CNN, ABC, BBC? How about all those people?
An awful lot are coming down, mate, but we're only going to get them down once you start keeping it real. Now, if you
keep it real, dude, nobody keeps it more real than I am. I'm trying
You're
to expose
about
everybody that does that did this.
Mate, who's going to listen to that? We always agree that the vast majority are still in a state of psyop.
Real quick. Hold on, let me butt in. But you know why people won't listen to it? Because the other people have told them that it's nonsense. They won't even look at it because they've been told it's nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I'm not suggesting, I'm not writing it off as nonsense.
You labeled me as a no-planer. Okay, so you're down with that whole nonsense, no planers, yada, 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 labels, labels, labels. Screw the labels. There were no planes on 9/11. Any serious researcher worth their salt knows that. If you don't know that, buddy, why are you even calling this show? Because you're just wasting our fucking time.
Listen, mate, you're not a serious researcher. You haven't even done your calculations.
Oh, I'm not, but you are, and you think there were four airplanes. I get it.
Hey, if your serious research is watching YouTube, you are not a serious researcher.
Oh, and you think I just sit here and watch YouTube? I spend more time studying 9/11 than everybody you know. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I do know myself. All right? So
who are you? And what's your name? What's your website? Who are you?
Mate, I'm not after a name.
Oh, I thought you know you. What's your name, buddy? You're the big guy out there.
I have no intention of making my
name known. You're a troll. You're a troll, dude.
And
you're a government troll.
So you've called me a gatekeeper, and you've called me a troll.
That's right, I have. Because you told me it doesn't matter if it was CGI. They don't need to know. I'd say that's a gatekeeping information, and that's exactly when I said it. Hey, Megan, guess what? You're the first guy I'm hanging up on. See you later. Everybody else still here? I think I got to call Justin. Sorry, guys. Call Justin.
Yo.
Justin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry about that. I had to hang up on him.
Yeah, I heard that. What's up?
That was a shill, okay? Are you convinced that I'm dealing with these people now?
to be honest though, I think his thing was just that you just rely on the Building 7 stuff and that takes you there. I don't think he was an actual shill, but I think he was somebody that thinks that we're going. But here's the reason that the stuff is too far, because the Jason Burmeses and the other ones have said that this stuff is too far.
Hold on, Brian.
You know, but here's the thing: if right from the start these people knew, if they knew that these, you know, that the plane hits were fake, which is very easy to see by anyone that's looking at it without an emotional heart, you know, then. But because it's been such a stigma put on it, that's why people have trouble believing it, and that's the whole thing. And there's a lot of people that'll fight you to the death for it and still believe there was planes, and not all of them are shills. There is some of them, but that guy, to be honest, I think he was just one of these types that
he wouldn't even tell me what he thought. I asked him specifically four times. You tell me what you thought then. This is fucking bullshit, dude.
Are we on the air?
We're on the air, yeah. I'm pissed off, all right?
No, I was just wondering.
Hey, it was 3-1. All right.
Well, Brian, don't... Well, even if it was a troll, which I'm not saying it was, let's get, you know, let's finish up here, you know, strong. And let's not let one person get
you down. We're going to finish up strong. We're not going to let that guy ruin the night. But fuck... You got... Everybody in the chat saw it. Everybody was laughing at the guy and seeing where the guy was going. Everybody's here seeing the stuff I got. You guys will all see as the next 6 months go on, all you people in my group are going to start emailing me, and you're going to be like, wow, I really see all this stuff, and it takes a while.
No, Brian, I see it when it happens, but I'm just more objective because I know so many people that would fight you tooth and nail and are dead serious about it. But there are people out there, of course, that are, you know, that are paid trolls. I'm just saying I know people just like that guy that you know, have been schooled by the Burmeses and the others that, you know, that they're seeing real planes hitting buildings, you know, and that's, and to them,
Know the other stuff I'm dealing with the other one, and it's just, I don't need this right now, dude. I don't need to hear from none of these people. This guy's out of his mind. He calls in with his fake name. Then he's like, people know me. I'm like, well, what's your name? Doesn't give me a name. What's your website? Doesn't give me a website. Don't you see this guy's just a random troll, dude? I said, I'm Brian S. Stavely, Lowell, Massachusetts. Here's my website. You understand? These people, they're such frauds, dude. It's so aggravating, dude. Why can't more people just be like us and want the truth? Anyways, guys, it's 2:19 in the morning. I totally forgot. I got to go to the dentist tomorrow. I gotta be at the dentist at 9. I gotta wrap to show up. This is getting a little ridiculous here. So, I want to thank everybody that's listened to the chat. I'll have the show archived by tomorrow. In about 10 minutes, I'll have it in the replay. It'll be unedited. I'll have it in the replay just so you guys can hear it overnight or whatever. Tomorrow, I'll archive it. I'm just gonna play the outro. And, that's pretty much it, man. Justin, I'm going to start it right now. You might hear yourself echo a little bit, but you'll be hearing a little Tupac. No, we're out of here, brother. Got the police busting at me, but you can't do nothing to us. Justin, you still here?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You've been listening to Dose of Reality Radio. For my host, Justin Cook, I'm Brian Stavely. And we are out of here. What is today's date?
Peace.
Plus cars, this life is a rap star. It's nothing without God. Was born rough and rugged. I dress in